Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Juicy, what are you talking about on Juicy Shore's Disney Sing-Along today?
Today I'll be talking about the Sword in the Stone.
This sounds great. What fruity delights do you have for us today, Josh?
Today, I'll be doing Yorkshire puddings.
Also, our Moving Up discussion will be talking about our top 5 favourite things. Come on everyone, let's get started.
This is Josie Shaw's Walt Disney Sing-Along, and this is a timeline of Disney films. I'll be picking my favourite songs from the soundtrack and singing them for you too. This week I'm going to be talking about The Sword in the Stone.
What is this film about, Josie?
It's about an enchanted sword who has to be chosen by the rightful King of England, and it has to be a young lad named Arthur.
When was the film first released?
Back in 25th of December 1963 in America.
What songs do they sing in the film?
I only know 4 songs, like Merlin's Magic, Hockley Pockley Rockley Whack, and of course there's Mad Madam Mim.
Oh, that's a brilliant song.
Very wicked but hilarious. Number 3 is the intro song like this. A legend is sung of when England was young, which is quite true. And the number 4, which before I sing it, the song is What Makes the World Go Round, and I'm going to explain this to you. You see, it's like saying opposites of what things are true, like left and right and up and down, everything like that. And I shall sing it for you straight away.
Take it away, Josie.
For every up, there is a down. For every square, there is a round. For every high, there is a low. For every two, there is a four. To and fro, stop and go. That's what makes the world go round. In and out, thin and stout. That's what makes the world go round. For every two, there is a four. For every stop, there is a go on. That's what makes the world go round.
Oh, brilliant.
Thank you. Well, this is Georgie Source for Disney Sing-Along, and thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me next week.
I'm Josh, and today I'm going to be making Yorkshire puddings.
What ingredients do you need for Yorkshire puddings, Josh?
You will need 100 grams of flour, plain or self-raising, a pinch of salt, 1 egg, 250 millilitres of milk, and oil for cooking.
What equipment would you need to make your Yorkshire puddings?
The equipment you need is a sieve, mixing bowl, wooden spoon, measuring jug, a palette knife, and a serving dish.
Right, what do you do with your ingredients and your equipment? How do we make them?
You will need to sieve the flour and salt into a mixing bowl, then make a hollow in the centre, break the egg into the well. Gradually work in the flour, adding a little milk to give a smooth mixture. Beat well, add the rest of the milk, and beat till smooth. Put the oil in a tin and melt over the oven at 220 degrees C, or if using gas oven, gas mark 7, till smoking hot. Pour in batter till about 2/3 full. Bake for 15 to 25 minutes for a small Yorkshire pudding, or 25 to 30 for a large one, till risen, firm and golden brown. This can go well with roast beef. You've been listening to Josh's Recipe of the Week.
I am Charles and this is my gaming bit, and I'll be talking about Battlefield 6 based in World War 2 with Josh and Jake. So guys, do you know what it is about?
I don't know much about Battlefield Online.
What about you, Jack?
Actually, played some Battlefield games before, but I haven't played this new one.
Fair enough, but online you can do team deathmatch, or you can run around and call free play, but you're on your own, killing everything in your sight. But it's harder, but then you can also, if you want to upgrade your weapons, you can go into custom mode and you can upgrade them to which way they suit you more.
With Battlefield Online, is it like a big area where you can just fight people, or is it an arena?
Well, it's not an arena. You can go into different maps and you can pick which map you want to fight, or the game goes, you can do this map but improve them where you want to do it. See, some of the smaller maps are harder to kill people because people just run around and do whatever. But the bigger maps, you can hide in different places. You can go to towers and use a sniper rifle and kill people that way. That's if you want to do that, but then people have different plans. You have your own categories in men. You have your light machine gun, you have your normal assault rifle, you have your sniper rifle, and then you have your suppressor, and then you also have the medic. So which guys would you prefer to use if you were playing this game?
I'd probably go for a more violent person.
Wow, that's from Josh, guys. That's from Josh. I'm quite shocked. What about you, Jack?
About what I would actually do?
Yeah, which person that you want to be? You've got the sniper rifle guy. Mm-hmm. You can be the assault rifle person. You could be the light machine gun, heavy machine gunner. Or you can be the suppressor or the medic.
Probably the medic for the start.
Okay, fair enough. Is anything else you want to know, guys?
What consoles can you play online?
Well, you can play this on the PS, the Xboxes, and the PCs. But on the PCs, it might be a little bit different, as the graphics might be lower, or you might have to buy. You can go to the game store or any other place that you can buy it, and ask them for a new code. Because some of the codes on the PC, or on the PSs, or the Xboxes in anywhere in general, change every quite so often. And it's rated 15, but online it's rated up to 18. So you have to be careful. Okay, well, this is me, and I'll see you guys, and see you later.
Just for fun, this week, we've all compiled a top five. Claire, what's your top five?
Well, Josh, I'm doing top five crisps. At number five, sweet and spicy knickknacks. Lovely texture, spicy flavour. At number four, bacon frazzles. What's not to like about bacon? In at number three, Walker's Max Strength wasabi flavour. Great with a pint, extremely spicy. Number two, paprika flavour Pringles. I bet you can't eat just one. And at the number one spot, a classic, Walker's Ready Salted. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Chaz, what's your top five?
My top five graffiti artists. We've got Inky, he does all base his graffiti art and pop art. Number four, Slick. And then you have D-Face. It's just don't ask for why his name's that, but his art is so unique. You got Wizard, he does all his stuff.
And who's your number one street artist, graffiti artist?
Banksy. All of his art is more peace and love. What about your top five, Sherry?
Well, my top five is snacks. In the fifth position, we have dark chocolate with dried raspberries. Had some for Christmas. Absolutely gorgeous. In fourth position is actually salad leaves. Oh, dear. Which actually, I know it sounds ridiculous to have a snack, but they're wonderful. Third is cheese and crackers if you're really, really hungry. In second place, we have blueberries. I have them every day. And top of my list is avocado pear. It is so gorgeous, I could eat them anytime. Josie, your top five.
Top five is places I like going visiting for fun. Our monkey haven, because they have lots of monkeys, and my favourite ones are lemurs and the owls, even though some of them are like the ones from Harry Potter.
Who's your number four, Josie?
Butterfly World, because of beautiful butterflies, all the wings you can see, even some of them are bigger. And number three, the Tiger Zoo in Sandown, where you see different breeds of tigers, so big they are. And then number two is Osborne House, because of Queen Victoria who went there, and you see everything about her, even at the Osborne House. And number one is Robin's Hill, because it's a big forest, and it's a fun part, and you can go anywhere and do anything you want, even go on rides, and see, go in the maze, see all the birds sometimes, you name it. Joshua, what about you?
My top five is five places to take photos on the island. At number five is Allen Bay, because you have the lighthouse and you have the cliffs. At number four is Parkhurst Forest, because there is a squirrel hide, and if you're lucky enough, you might be able to take a photo of a squirrel. At number three is Bison Copse, because it has a nice forest and you can take photo of the trees. And number two is Newtown, because it's a nice place to take sunset photos. And at number one is Court Abbey, because there's lots of animals like pigs and sheep that you can take photo of. Well, that was interesting. Why not make your own top five?
Well, we really enjoyed the show. I hope you did as well. Josie, next week, what Disney film will you be discussing?
Next week, I will be discussing Alice in Wonderland.
This is the Movie Up Show, part of the Four Piece Project on Vectis Radio and the Isle of Wight College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.